Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Well, this is a tough, sticky situation, is it not? I'm so glad I played the music for this. Claudia from Webster writes in and says, my son is pursuing a relationship with his younger sister's best friend. Could use some advice on this one because it's a really sticky situation.
Okay.
And Claudia writes in and says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. My son, who's 16, has expressed his interest with one of my daughter's best friends, who's 15. This began a year ago. My daughter initially was very hurt, disliked the idea. We agreed, we discussed the negative effects of breakups or spending time together if they stayed together. That ended very quickly. Never progressed past Snapchat and messages. Since then, the issue has appeared again within the last 3 weeks. Both my children have talked about the possibility of my son and the friend talking. My daughter is extremely hurt because she knows that if her best friend and my son break up, she's guaranteed to lose her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
However, we know how much our son deeply cares for this girl. It's a very tough situation, and my husband and I are trying to figure out the best course of action. Do we forbid our son from dating his sister's best friend, or do we leave it alone and see how things play out, even though our daughter is very much hurt by the idea? Would love some advice on this one. Thanks, guys. All right. Yeah, I could see how this would be a problem. 585-252-9800. Call us if you have ever been in a similar situation where one of your kids showed interest or started dating their sibling's best friend.
It's a tale as old as time.
Well, I can 100% see how that would be tough to navigate because someone's going to get hurt or hold a lot of resentment.
Right.
We've seen this growing up on TV shows.
Absolutely.
Usually it's the daughter who starts bringing around all her pretty friends, and her brother all of a sudden starts wearing cologne and lifting weights.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I just watched this movie last weekend, Edge of 17, with Haley Steinfeld. The same exact thing happened. Her best friend starts dating her brother. It's a whole thing.
How did it end?
They got in a huge fight, and they weren't friends anymore.
Okay.
And then she was still at the house all the time because of the brother.
Right,
so.
Right. That's a great frame of reference right there.
Yes.
What do you guys think? Text us and let us know because I've seen this time and time again. And it could end well, sure. But given the fact that they're 15, 16, you know it's not going anywhere serious.
Right.
And that's why it's a guaranteed
disaster.
Disaster, sure.
Guaranteed disaster, 150%.
So your brother never started dating any of your special friends there that you brought over, huh?
Nope. He was like in fifth grade when I was in eighth, so.
Yeah, well, some guys like to date older. All right. Let's go over to our girl, Shauna, here.
Right.
What's up, Shauna? Good morning, guys. Your son and this girl are going to start talking whether this mom or sister likes it or not. This is an opportunity for them to slowly become adults and learn from their decisions as well as their mistakes. It sucks for your daughter because if they break up or when they break up, she's going to lose her best friend. But your son will soon realize that for every action, there's a reaction.
Right.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to some texts coming in here, shall we? This person says, nope. That's a no-go zone.
But
tell the hormonal boy to back off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. There was a situation where, my friend was with her friend and she snuck out in the middle of the night to go hook up with her brother.
Oh, yikes.
And the friend woke up and was like, what the hell?
Where were you?
Yeah.
What's your brother's room?
Yeah. I'd be a little sad about that.
Christy says, my junior year of high school, my brother started secretly messaging my best friend behind my back without telling me. And I was so mad at him because I could see how distant my friend was becoming. Slowly but surely, she would come over, want to spend all her time with my brother. Needless to say, they broke up and me and my best friend never spoke again. See, these things happen.
Interesting.
Glenn says, maybe your daughter should only have really ugly friends, and that way she won't have to worry about her brother snatching them up. That's great advice, Glenn.
Wow,
thank you so much.
Glenn. So insightful, truly.
But, you know, going back to Claudia, who originally wrote the message, what are her and her husband supposed to do?
Yeah.
Forbid their son? That's not going to happen.
Romeo and Juliet. This person says, there's also a possibility that the girls stay friends even if things don't work out. I don't see why they have to stop being friends completely. Well, I mean, listen.
The drama.
Yeah, it just gets messy. Messy.
Don't get me wrong. There's plenty of situations that, you know, into adulthood where best friends... is like, hey, you know, your brother's cute. Do you mind? And then all of a sudden, you know, it worked out where your best friend is now your sister-in-law. Right?
Yeah.
It's happened. It happens.
This person says it worked out on Bring It On. Let them date.
Great movie. Michelle says it's a tough situation because you want to protect your daughter's feelings, but they are teenagers. You can't really forbid your son from seeing this girl. I would sit both your son and daughter down together, have an open conversation about all the positives and all the negatives of what would happen if he started dating his sister's best friend. It's tough when you're 16, man.
This person says, I can't call right now because I'm at work, but I had a good friend when I was younger who dated my brother for like a week, and then they broke up with him. My brother never forgave me to this day. I was the reason, and says that I was the reason,
you know,
that they ended up breaking up.
Yeah, right.
So,
does he really like this girl or is he just horny? He's 16.
That's the question.
The wind can hit him and he'd be like, oh, God.
That's the question of the hour. You know what I
mean? That's what it is. Come on. You know, I've seen this movie. Jess says, this is simple. If the girl was friends with your daughter first, then your son has no business coming into the relationship and potentially ruining a friendship between his sister and her friend. There are plenty of teenage girls in Rochester. I would tell him to not even think about it. Teach your son some respect. Okay. Damn, Jess. Shots fired. I agree with the other listeners who messaged in. I would tell your son it's a no, and he doesn't have permission to date his sister's best friend. Why ruin a good thing? No, thank you. And hopefully this mom makes the right decision. Well, is it the mom's decision? What are you talking about? Because you can't tell a 16-year-old boy no. Come on now.
They're going to do what they want to do.
And not to mention, 16-year-old brothers and sisters hate each other.
Most of them.
Yeah. It's just a phase you go through.
Right.
You're trying to figure out your own identity. You don't want to be associated with anyone you think that's less.
Right.
I'm just going back to my experience in my relationship with my older brother that lasted through high school. And then I'll get to this person that says the son or daughter are both in a tough spot. They should talk it out and come to a conclusion of what would be best. This is just teenage drama, but there's no need to blow it out of proportion.
Yeah, and I want $1 million, but it doesn't really seem like that's going to happen. Thank you, though. Like, there's no way where they sit down and, like, talk like mature adults. They're teenagers.
No, I understand that, but I think that's where Claudia and her husband have to take that role and be like, hey, let's sit down. Here's all the positives of what could come from this. Here are all the negatives. Mm-hmm. And that negative is your sister loses a best friend who she's had for a while because, you know, her 16-year-old brother doesn't want to keep it in his pants.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a tough one.
A lot of people are saying absolutely not. Don't ruin a good thing. So sit him down, Claudia.
Do what you got to do.
Have that open-ended conversation.
Do what you got to do.
But if coming from me, I think it's a bad idea because we know how this ends. It's not going to end good. There's no way.
Someone's going to cry. That's all I know.
Somebody's going to. And then the sister, God forbid they do start dating, it sounds like they're already talking behind her back. The resentment she's going to hold towards her friend and then her brother, it's going to ruin everything.
It is.
What's the movie?
Edge of 17 with Hailee Steinfeld.
Got it.
So.
Bill Bills.
Jot it down.
Yeah. Thank you guys for all the messages this morning. Claudia, good luck. Where's my gavel this morning?
Yeah. We did nothing, but good luck.
Yeah. Thank you so much for writing it.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
In the time it
takes. BXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. I was going to go through the list of what schools were closed in the city, and actually, this is perfect. It's all of them. So, city schools are closed today, and that's due to the cold temperatures. But the community centers will stay open to provide snacks and dinner. The mayor says the city is going to open those from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The city also reminds people that the risk of fire and carbon monoxide poisoning and other hazards can increase just from the cold weather itself. You know, they're asking people to really take precaution. Don't leave your pets outside. I know it's crazy we have to say it, but we do. Never use stoves or other cooking appliances to stay warm. We've all done that.
We have.
You crank the oven to 450, open the door to try to warm up. We do it. But it's a no-no, apparently.
It's a no-go.
And one of the biggest things that's been causing a lot of fires is space heaters. Place them on a level surface away from foot traffic. You would just be amazed at the amount of homes that burn down because of these damn space heaters. But also inspect the cords after plugging it in. Periodically just feel the cord near the outlet to make sure the plastic is not getting too hot.
Just feel that cord.
And no matter what, don't use an extension cord to hook up to the space heater. That is a no-no.
Wow.
Didn't the studio catch fire?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Are you here in the building because of that?
Yeah, Spazano and Sandy's.
Oh, the buzz down there. Yeah, yeah. It was classic Scott.
Tough. They did. They had an extension cord.
You can't do it.
Up in flames.
That's what happens. So please stop using extension cords to hook up to your space heaters. I'm telling you, it's a huge fire risk. Generators should be placed outside to avoid exposure. And do not bring your grills inside the house and turn the propane on.
Yeah, no.
People are doing it.
No, thank you.
But also check on your elderly neighbors, check on your family, check on your friends. And if there is a power interruption, call our good friends over at RG&E.
Mm-hmm.
So your bill can go up $10,000. All right.
For the low price of 10 G's, you can have heat.
Coming up on the show, how many of you are looking for a part-time job where you make no money? But don't worry, the work you're doing is making such a big difference, you guys. I'm putting together an opportunity that you are not going to want to pass up. I don't need a resume. I don't need a valid driver's license. But what I do need is rock stars with a hunger for doing the right thing.
Rock stars, you say.
Does that sound like you? Perfect. Stick around, because coming up, I have the opportunity of a lifetime. I'll share it with you next on PXY. How many of you are looking for a part-time job where you make no money, but the work you're doing makes such a big difference? It speaks to my mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. I put a lot of thought into this over the weekend. And by a lot of thought, about 45 seconds on Saturday night.
Yeah, what's good with you? The text messages that I woke up to on Sunday morning were mildly concerning. But I was like, we'll talk about it on Tuesday, I guess.
Well, I just want to let everyone know that I'm putting together a neighborhood watch. So if you are like in the Army, a Navy SEAL, retired cop, get a hold of me, okay? It's time to take back our city, you guys. This is an opportunity that you're not going to want to pass up. And I don't need a resume. I don't need a valid driver's license. I just need...
Just taking people off the street.
I need a hunger from individuals who are excited about making a difference. That's what this is. I love setting my alarm, Breezy, for 3 a.m. on a Saturday morning when I don't have to work. Because over the weekend, some of you know, 40 cars were broken into on Oxford Street off Park Ave.
Mm-hmm.
Then early Saturday morning, about another 15, 16 cars were broken into on East Avenue. And this seems to be happening usually a little after 3 a.m. Well, this pissed me off because, you know, I've had enough. My vehicle has been broken into twice already in the span of 2 months.
Yep.
And as much as I love Mr. Glass and the tin shop, they're sick of seeing me, and I'm sick of seeing them.
They're over it.
I love them. They both do an amazing job, always consistent. But when I show up, they typically know why I'm there. So I wake up at 3 a.m. on Saturday morning. I stand guard at my window. At around 3:10, a guy pulls up in a black Subaru, gets out of his vehicle. Guy was shady looking. He starts looking at all the windows within our parking lot.
Okay.
Goes from car to car to car. And he's pulling on the car handles to see which cars are unlocked.
Jeez.
So I go ahead and I hit the panic button to set the alarm off on my car. Needless to say, at 3-something in the morning, it's super loud. This guy at this point, he leaves, gets into his car, drives off, and 15 minutes later, comes back, circles the lot, and then gets out of his vehicle, starts going from car to car again. So at this point, I'm like, screw it. So I call 911. Nobody answered. I have never in my life called 911 where the phone just rang and nobody answered the phone. I called back.
They blocked your number because you've called so many times.
Yeah, I called back and the operator picks up on the eighth ring.
She's like, what do you need?
I get it. I mean, there's more important crap going on. But if this was a real emergency, which in my mind, it is, because I want to catch this guy. She's like, what's your emergency? I said, listen, here's the deal. This has been happening time and time again. Here's the address. Here's the description of the guy. Here is the license plate number and the make and model of the vehicle. Everything they asked me, I handed it to them on a platter.
Yeah.
Okay? They're like, all right, we're sending someone out. They simply just did not show up.
The police never
came.
So you set your alarm for 3 a.m.
On both days. Friday night and then in Saturday night, right? And I'm standing guard at my window. This is what I'm doing.
This is insane.
Okay? So I had purchased a sniper rifle air pellet gun just for my own protection. I got to protect me and my family.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And so I'm standing guard, and this happens. The police don't show. And like I said, I get it. They're probably tending to other things. But I would have thought maybe they would just do a drive-by. Nothing, Breezy.
Nothing.
Not a thing. And this guy is in the lot. And finally, I didn't tell you this part. I had opened up my window, and I started yelling at the guy. I said, I see everything you're doing. And I said, the police are on their way. All right. So
what did he say? Was it just him?
Just by himself. He's wearing a hoodie. All right. He's going from car to car. At this point, it's 3:20 in the morning. That's when I called the police. Okay. He gets in his car. He peels off. All right. I had given the cops the license plate number, who this guy is, everything.
Doesn't matter. It's a stolen car.
maybe. I don't know. But like I said, they simply did not show. So now all of a sudden, I'm neighborhood watch. This is what I'm doing
right on
my weekends. Standing guard at my window. And sure enough, somebody actually showed up. and was doing this crap, going from car to car. And it's been bad enough. The last people, I think there was three guys that busted all the windows open in my parking lot.
Was this just Saturday or Friday too? Nothing happened Friday?
Nothing happened Friday.
Okay.
So they were down there. The security cameras caught them down there for maybe 45 minutes.
That's
a long time.
Period of time.
So now the police come, right? And they installed one of those blue light cameras in our parking lot. And I noticed Saturday night, the lights are off on it. It's not even on. You know when it's up and running and working.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are these dome globes. Everybody's seen them.
Right.
The blue light's there. I see my landlord yesterday, and I said, hey, I made mention of this to the 911 operator, but I don't know if somebody tampered with it, but it's not working.
Right.
And it's supposed to be monitored 24/7 by the police. She goes, yeah, that's probably not getting enough sunlight. I said, it's solar?
Sunlight?
She goes, yeah, that's what those panels are. It just needs sun to operate and work. I said, well, that's... Great.
Really tough.
Right. I said, oh, that makes sense why it's not on.
Of course.
So we can count that out. And I know that this is happening everywhere. And it's going on with a lot of people who are super frustrated. Our dear friend Leah, who was in the studio with us not too long ago, who works across the street from us, three times in the last couple months.
And the...
You want to talk about a Mr. Glass customer?
And that's the last two were within 2 weeks of each other.
Yeah.
Insane.
Keep fixing the window.
So I told you on...
Oh, by the way, Brad says count me in for Neighborhood Watch Moves. Brad, I'll take your info.
I told you over the weekend about all the cars on like Oxford East, all that stuff. And someone was just going around with Mr. Glass business cards and putting them in their shattered windows.
It's not bad marketing right there. I give them kudos for that.
It's just like taking advantage of the week, though.
But it's time we got to take our city back. I mean, I was so frustrated Saturday morning and then into Sunday morning. I hadn't slept and then I have to go to the Bills game. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Fleeky Maliki, Mayor Evans, we need you, buddy. What's going on?
Yeah, he's not doing much about it. He's not into it.
No, he needs help, too. You know,
he's just like very disappointed, you know,
and you know, one of the things that people are saying is don't leave anything of value in your car. That doesn't matter at this point, because what it seems like now is it's just for spite.
Right.
It's like you're not even taking anything. You hit up 40 cars on Oxford Street early into Saturday morning and nobody really complained about anything missing. It's like they just went from one window to the other.
No.
When your window got bashed in, did they take anything?
No. I had like AirPods, AirPod Pro Max.
Nothing.
Yeah.
It's so odd. You guys got to protect yourselves. Look over your shoulder. I don't know at this point what else you can do because you have to park your vehicle.
Well, you gotta. I think you should invest in one of those like crates, storage units. You just buy one. You just put your car in there on a spot. In the lot. It's only a couple grand.
Yo, that's it. Yeah, I know. So anyways, I'm getting together a neighborhood watch. I'm going to start a social media page. I'm the first one to start this. I will be your captain. You will take orders from me and only me. But it's
like,
a team.
How are they going to get into your building? Because
This is watching in different neighborhoods.
Oh, in different neighborhoods.
Right. We're collectively
getting
groups.
Neighborhood watch in 300 neighborhoods.
That's what we're doing. We're starting a neighborhood watch, you guys. And collectively, we're going to take our city back. This is a team effort. Right? But someone had to spearhead this. I was pissed off enough. I'm like, well, if it's got to be me, it's got to be me.
I mean, I'm proud of you. Thanks for taking the initiative.
Are you in or out?
I don't have this issue in Fairport, so I'm good.
You what?
I don't have this issue in Fairport. I'm not watching my neighborhood. No. I'm all set. That's why I got out of the city. I can't afford...
It's not just the city, Breezy.
To keep replacing my glass.
We've talked about this time and time
again. I mean, it's mostly... It's more prevalent in the city.
Well, sure. Yeah, sure. But it's happening in a lot of
the offshoot of the Christmas mass smash, whatever.
In Penfield.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, a couple of you are texting in right now. Thank you guys for being a part of the Neighborhood Watch program. I'll give you all the details coming up in just a bit.
Hey,
it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.